Good morning to all of you. It's so good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship, I wanted to draw your attention to two women that are mentioned in Mark chapter 5. And the emphasis that we have been doing in the last few services from the book of Habakkuk is the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And there is faith that is exercised in order to be saved. Faith in Jesus Christ alone. And in this event, we have a certain woman who had an issue of blood, the Bible says, for 12 years, who comes up to the Lord and she just touches the hem of His garment. She doesn't interrupt Him, what He's doing. She just reaches over and touches the hem of His garment, the Bible says, and she was what? Healed. Now, it's interesting to me, in verse 31, the Lord said, "Who hath touched me?" And His disciples said unto Him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and thou sayest, Who touched me?" And He looked round about to see her that had done this thing. And the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before Him and told Him all the truth. And He said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole." Thy faith hath made thee whole. And then in that very same event, a very wealthy man who is a member of the synagogue has come to ask the Lord to heal his daughter. And while this whole event takes place where he confronts the woman that has touched the hem of his garment and she has been healed, it's been by her faith, he says, a man comes running up and says, "Don't bother the master, your daughter is already dead." And the Lord says to him, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." Two individuals whose lives were in complete and utter turmoil. This woman with an issue of blood for 12 years. This synagogue ruler with his daughter dying. And in both instances, one thing is emphasized, and that is faith. This lady who touched the hem of his garment believed that just touching his garment, she would be healed. Now, where did she learn that? Did she learn that in a school somewhere? Find Jesus, touch his garment, you'll be healed. No. She just believed that the power existed in him to fix her problem. And whenever the spokesman came up and says, "Synagogue leader, don't bother the master, your daughter's already dead," Jesus heard that and said, "Only believe. Only believe." If there is a message that needs to be heard by our generation today, it's stop with all the stuff and trust in Jesus Christ alone. Stop with all this. Don't you just want to cry out to the world? What you're doing, spending billions of dollars and running after this thing and running after that thing and attacking speech and religion and everything that you can possibly, just stop with it and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the world needs. We're going to see that today as the proud man is exposed in Habakkuk chapter 2. This is just a little mini message. But God wants you to believe in His Son. That is the answer. If you've come here with questions this morning, that's the answer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.